We are going over to a reporter in Munich, where there are reports of some sort of disturbance. What's going on there, Sean?
There were chaotic scenes here earlier today. We believe that there was an attempt by the NSDAP to seize power. It began last night at around 3 a.m. when Adolf Hitler marched into a Burger Braukeller beer hall in Munich, where Gustav von Kahr and Hans von Seizer, the two Bavarian leaders, were meeting. Hitler took Kahr and Lasso hostage and attempted to force them to help him overthrow the government. It is mentioned that minutes later, General Erich von Ludendorff entered and stood on stage and supported Hitler. To this, the crowd cheered and were now on Hitler's side. Ludendorff, being a faithful man, took Kahr and Lasso's word when they said that they were going to tell their wives what had happened and that they wouldn't tell the police. Then this morning at around 6 a.m, a group of around 2,000 Nazi supporters took to the streets in the Putsch and marched to the centre of Munich in hope of getting lots of support and taking over the Bavarian and then Weimar government. When Kahr and Lasso had escaped earlier, they had phoned the army, who had armed police on the street in the way of the Putsch. The Putsch still attempted to pass, which resulted in the police to open fire on the crowd. The police are now looking for Hitler, but this far to no avail. Hitler is still on the loose, and the police urge that anyone who has any information about him to contact them immediately.
So what's happening now? Is Munich peaceful again?
I'm not sure, but I did manage to get hold of a Munich police officer. Let's find out what he has to say.
Well, it was quite frantic down here earlier as the Nazis continued their march and came towards us with complete authority from Kahr and the Bavarian government to fire upon them. They were staging an act of treason against our leaders and our government, and it was up to us to put a stop to it. We fired upon Nazis staging the putsch. We hit Hitler, but he was dragged away by supporters and 16 others were killed.
So is Munich all peaceful again?
Well, things have started to calm down, but there are still some Nazi supporters in the area. It is believed that there were about 2,000 Nazi supporters in the area this morning, and we aren't sure if they've all left yet. This means the tensions are still high and there are fully armed police officers running around the streets trying to arrest any Nazis who put on trial and be put in prison. Then Munich will be peaceful again.
Thanks. Let's see if we can find any Nazi supporters around here to see what they think. Cormac, I have found a Nazi supporter wandering about. What is your view on the putsch, sir?
The current government is a failure. No one else was willing to overthrow the Weimar government. Someone had to take a stand, and that was Hitler, who bravely took a ball for us. We might not have been successful, but we will come back stronger and with better tactics.
How do you feel about the arrest warrant for your leaders, Hitler and Ludendorff?
I am outraged that two noble men are being arrested by doing a good thing for our country. They are our only hope of our country being restored to the power and respect that it was before. They are our only hope of a united Germany.
Thank you for your time.
You've told us that the leader of this putsch was Adolf Hitler. For any of our listeners who haven't heard of him before, can you tell us what his background is and why he may have done this?
Yes, Cormac. Hitler was born in Austria. Hitler dropped out of school at an early age. For most of his life, he lived in poverty, selling his own paintings to make money to survive. Hitler's application to his art school was rejected. He moved to Germany in 1913 to avoid conscription, but ended up joining the German army anyway. He received the Iron Cross for bravery. Hitler was heartbroken that Germany had signed the armistice and lost the war. Hitler thinks that the Treaty of Versailles was not fair, and wants revenge against the European countries. That's all from me, Sean Barr here at Munich Bar.
Some interesting facts there about the man who is trying to take over Germany. That's all from your host, Carmack Hamilton. Let's go to Salman.
Thank you, Carmack. It's been a crazy day here in Munich, a crazy day of rain, and a crazy day of hyperinflation. It cost me 13 billion marks to get here on the tram. But overnight we should find the cold weather.